This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Welcome back.
And I have written for FayettevilleFlyer.com.
You wrote a review of The Descendants, one of the movies that is making some lists of the best of the year and has earned some awards from some of the people that give out year-end awards. Oscars, of course, not until next year, but many of the critics' awards come out at the end of the calendar year.
Yeah, and I thought, because I was looking at like CNN the other day and some other stuff, and they were kind of saying, well, the LA film critics went for The Descendants and the broadcast film critics nominated this. And then I thought, well, you know, if you're just passing by that and just kind of wondering how that all affects it, maybe we should kind of look at or define, you know, what those bodies are and what they mean.
So let's start with the LA critics. I mean, they're out there where movies are made.
Right. And the LA critics, and there's, you know, hundreds of critics groups. The big two are, well, kind of the big three really are LA, the National Board of Review, and New York, because those are the big markets. And they don't really have a lot of say as to what will win an Oscar. Their goal, I think, is to get a performance or a film on the radar.
That they think should be seen.
Should be seen. So I don't think they have a lot of pull necessarily, other than some voter overlap, as far as what will win. But they do at least get you to, when you have a large stack of DVDs or something in front of you, to say, I'm going to watch that one over that one. So New York went with The Artist,
which is a black and white silent movie.
Mm-hmm, that we don't have quite here yet.
Right.
L.A. went with The Descendants.
Which is here.
Which is here. And the National Board of Review went with Hugo.
The Martin Scorsese sort of animated.
Children's animated film. Which seems kind of like a bizarre choice. But those really are the three that we see over and over that are kind of coming up. So then when you get past that, the critics groups, then you get to kind of the big three precursors, which will tell you who's going to be nominated for an Oscar, and it will start to show us trends as to what's going to win. The first one that came out this past week was the Broadcast Film Critics, which is a group of kind of the top film critics from every market. So there's people from the Southeast, like Philip Martin from Little Rock, or
okay, so it's called Broadcast, but it takes in print critics as well.
Right, it takes in all. I think it takes in everything but internet.
Okay,
which is probably why I can't get in there. But so they came out with their nominations for their awards, and again, we saw those three movies do really well. We also saw The Help do really well. We saw Midnight in Paris, the Woody Allen movie, do well. And then the second group that really counts as part of those three is the Screen Actors Guild, which actors make up the majority of the Academy. And they came out with their list of nominations. And again, we see things like The Descendants and The Artist and The Help. But we also see Bridesmaids, you know, did really well. And then finally, last Thursday, the Golden Globe nominations came out.
That's the foreign press.
That's the foreign press. And to be fair, it's like 80 people. That's why they tie so much. And they really have us kind of sorted past as far as their winners and their show in general. They always have like Ricky Gervais hosting.
He's going to do it again this
year. Yeah, and it's fun. But it doesn't have a lot of sway. It's not seen as particularly credible. The only thing it does do is if somebody really like nails it on the night, that can kind of be their audition for an Oscar, you know, acceptance speech. So the trends we really saw, again, we saw Descendants and Hugo and Artist do really well. The Help, Midnight in Paris. I think those movies are in for the Oscar. I also think that like War Horse,
which
probably
is released nationally on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Spielberg movie.
Right. And Moneyball, an older film that came out earlier this year. Those will probably be your Best Picture nominees. And then you saw a lot of where all three groups selected the same actors over and over and over. So we know George Clooney is going to be nominated for an Oscar. We know Viola Davis from The Help will be nominated. We know Meryl Streep will be nominated.
For The Iron Lady.
For The Iron Lady. We know that the two supporting women from The Help will be nominated. We know Christopher Plummer from Beginners will be nominated. And the thing that's kind of funny about it is yesterday on CBS Sunday Morning, you know, Christopher Plummer was highlighted. Last night on 60 Minutes, Meryl Streep was on there, and she's on the cover of Vogue this month. And you start to really see trends of where people are being highlighted over and over and over. So, if anything, all that matters just to bring the movies to us.
Let me ask this. When you look at the critics list and the SAG nominees and the Golden Globe nominees, and if you see something consistently on there, do you feel that, okay, I should see that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I try to see all those films. And what tends to happen, too, is that if a film is nominated, even for one acting award, it forces local people at Malco or Fiesta or wherever to get it at least for a week. It forces them to do it.
Although sometimes, in defense of the local people, they want it, but they can't get it.
Right.
Because if there are not enough copies or if the studio doesn't want to roll it out fast.
Well, for a small film, it's very expensive for the studios to do it.
So it's not always that the local people don't want to bring it in. Mm-hmm. It's that they sometimes cannot.
Well, I wrote to a studio the other day because I wanted to see a film that we don't have here. And they said, you know, we can't afford to send DVDs out. We're not sending them out to any, but here's a private link. And you have 2 days to watch it. And it was just kind of like, I started to think this may be the way that these are going to go from now on because, it's cheaper. It's more affordable for, these small studios because not everybody can afford to do, what some of the big studios can do.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.